Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, verse 2, the Passion Translation. Be careful to curb your appetite and catch yourself before you fall into the trap of wanting all you see. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Bonpo here. Good morning. Now, weirdly enough, yesterday we counted our blessings, and today you would think that we would do something a bit spiritual. So, well, we are, just a little different. So today we're fasting, and today we're not just fasting self, but we're creating discipline. So yeah, when I said that, I'm sure some of you knew that I was going to ask you to give up something today. So yesterday we counted our blessings to see how God has blessed us, and this today we are giving up something. And in doing that, it's a discipline, you know, we're developing that strength to be able to say no to certain things. Now, before I tell you what today is, I want to just quickly say something. I know that when you're at home or when you're at work, especially in an office environment where you are largely sedentary, the temptation is there to turn your tummy into a god and your fridge into an altar of worship. So half the time when you're working, you want to eat and eat and eat, and you're convincing yourself that you need that food because it's brain work you're doing. Your head needs the kind of food that will keep it working. So you're constantly looking for something to nibble on, something to put in your mouth. But the Bible is clear here. The Bible says to be careful to curb your appetite and catch yourself before you fall into the trap of wanting all you see. You're always putting something in your mouth. So today on Soul Purge, what I'm asking you to do is no snacking. Yes, you heard me. No snacking. And like I said, if you work in an office or you sit at home a lot, you're not doing anything active, chances are you want to keep putting something in your mouth. But today, let the 3, 2, or 1 meal that you have be the only thing that gets into your mouth. No extras, no biscuits, no cookies, no sweets, no snacks, no pastries. Today, no snacking. You have your major meal and that's it. We're curbing our appetites today. Proverbs 23, verse 1 to 3 of the Message Translation says, don't gobble your food, don't talk with your mouth full, and don't stuff yourself. So today I'm asking you, don't stuff yourself. Constantly putting something in your mouth, is a problem. Today you will need to learn to bridle your appetite. And that's what the Message Bible says. So leave the kitchen. Leave that fridge alone. Leave the break room, yes. Let's actually focus on God's word today and other important assignments in your life. You're hovering around that fridge a lot. You're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Today, the only thing you're taking out of that fridge is water. Let go of that piece of chocolate you've kept in there. Not another slice of cake today. No, it's not happening today. Bible says in Proverbs 23, the same scripture I read to you, verse 2, the easy to read version. Never eat too much, even if you're very hungry. So hunger is not an excuse for you to snack today. Today we're learning to discipline ourselves. So please, today, eat nothing other than your main meals, 1 or 2 meals today, and nothing more. Stick to what you intend to eat. No snacking, no plantain chips, I just see something there, could you just grab me that? No. Stick to your main meals today and it will help your discipline. And I hope you survive it because I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo.